Lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, LaDam Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real-life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Good morning, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to the Second Half Lab. I say good morning because I think it's like 5:30 here. So I don't know. Are you the same? I am such a morning person. I have probably way too much energy for others, but that's when I can get shit done and it's where my head is clear. And yeah, so here I am with a headset on and sitting behind a mic, and I couldn't be happier. I wanted to, you know, something that I was thinking about yesterday and in anticipation of this episode was, wow, we just stepped into March. I find it like it being like my favorite time of year, where like in the past, in my old self, not in my future self, in my old self, I used to get caught up in, oh crap, everything I promised myself January 1st hasn't happened already, or it's not even close, or I haven't even stepped into it. And I would be just anticipating another year like the year before. And I'm going to challenge that with you today because, you know, and it's going to be get kind of corny, but, you know, yesterday the error in my step was I did see like the greens coming up under the brush, and I heard the birds chirping, and a friend texted me and said, hey, it's almost hiking season. You know, we should really get something on the books and get up there in the Rocky Mountains. And it's going to be, the waterfalls are going to be beautiful because of the snow melting and all of that. And I thought about like, wow, Linda, who are you? And where did that other Linda, that other version go, who would just get caught up in this cycle of, oh, it's already March. I've changed nothing. Nothing has changed. The year's already gone by quick. Time is just flying. This is where we can begin to surrender another year. It's slight, but be aware, this is where the downhill slope is. This is where it starts. So I'm going to challenge you on this thinking and challenge you to shift to possibilities. And I was coming around the corner yesterday, and our neighbor, we're in townhouses, and our neighbor has a pink rose bush on the corner. And I kind of thought about this. I thought, what if that rose bush said something like how we talk to ourselves? Same old thing. I'm in the same place in the yard doing the same thing. Everything looks the same. Nothing has changed. That's not true. That's not true at all. It's not the same. The rose bush isn't the same size as when it was planted. It's not the same size. It's grown since it's been pruned from last year. The roses are bigger, they're bolder, they offer more. There's more seedlings that are offering, you know, a companion. It's just getting bigger and bolder and brighter with pruning. And that's part of why you're here. That pruning takes place. Let me get some insights here so that I can release what no longer serves me and make room for this, what we're talking about today, this season of blooming, the season of possibilities, because the possibilities that that same rose bush is offering is beauty and joy and color. It has a spark. So in challenging you to see yourself just like this rose bush sees itself, what's that spark for you? I want to share a story with you. And this happened yesterday, actually. And it was with a conversation I had with my coach, Lois St. Germain. And boy, she hit me right between the eyeballs. I started out the conversation, I shared the story about a coaching session I had with a client. I was telling her about the transformation that the client was immediately experiencing and like how excited I was for her. And then I went on about a story about our new renter, because we have a studio in the house and typically we do like short-term but longer rentals. But this time we put it on Airbnb and I was fired up about that. And I was telling her all about the renter and the opportunities there and what I see in the future and just on and on and on and on about that. And then this is where she hit me right between the eyeballs. She said to me, what if you put the same energy in getting a new client as in getting a new renter? And even though it's exciting to get a new renter, what she knows and what she noticed about me is that my spark was different when it came to my client. She knows my future self. She knows who she is. And this is all in alignment to her, as we talk about inside of Be Her Now. When she said that, I was like, oh, wow, because my thoughts were around the financials. Oh, I need to get a new renter. That impacts the mortgage and the bottom line. But there's an incredible amount of opportunity, the same opportunity with new clients. And that's my spark, right? And where am I being so busy getting a new renter that I'm losing focus on what it is that really lights me up? Here's what I was thinking, and this is something that she actually was transparent about as well. When we're doing something, like I enjoy getting new renters, I enjoy hosting, I enjoy going to the bakery and getting like a box of goodies and leaving it on the desk when they walk in with a little note. You know, I enjoy those things, but at the same time I'm enjoying those things, I'm thinking, I really should be writing the program. I really should be inviting more women into the program. I'm not fully present. And this is what Lois had mentioned as well. When she's doing the things that light her up, like gardening, she's thinking, oh, I should really go inside and create content, put a post out, do a video. There's always that conflict going on, even though both of those things light her up. Sometimes we can get so busy, just like I got so busy trying to find this new renter that I forgot what that spark was for me, which is spending more of my time with coaching clients. That's the fire. That's the fire in me. That busyness used to qualify me. It was like where I found my worth. And then the other side of the coin was that when I did go and do the things that really lit me up, I would be feeling guilty doing that thing instead of doing something else. I was telling myself I should be doing something else. And this is where we miss our calling. This is where we miss what it is that we really want this second half to look like. Where is this happening to you? Where are you feeling guilty about doing the things that fire you up? Where are you using busyness for your worth? Where are you going through the motions instead of intentionally doing the things that light you up? This is a journal entry that I did right after our call yesterday because I had to revisit the things that really light me up. And now be intentional of putting more of that into my life and being present while I'm doing it. And that's the key. We miss that present part at the end. And I don't know, last night I was talking to my friend, Dr. Elko. He called and one of the things that he always says is in the form of being present is be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. And I don't know if that's his tagline, because this morning when I woke up, Deion Sanders had the same language in his post. So I sent it over to Kevin and I said, like who wore it first, right? But it doesn't matter. The thing is that be where your feet are. because you want something different, if you want something more, it takes this intentionality. It's going to take you to identify and answer the same question I answered in my journal time after my coaching call yesterday. What sparks me up? What really lights me up? What do I enjoy doing the most? And from that list, pick one and go do that. And then be where your feet are. Be present in that moment. When you identify these sparks, you will shift from where you are today to where you want to be, because it's all an energy match. We attract who we are. What we're attracting is an energy match. When you're in your element, when you're doing your thing that lights you up, that energy brings in other possibilities, other opportunities into your life. And we could go down a whole rabbit hole on energy match. But just like when I turn that corner and I see those rosebuds starting to bloom, that's exciting. That's energy. That gave energy to me. That's what happens. That's what happens when we show up with that same beauty, that same color, that same aliveness. We attract that match. And the opposite is true too. When we don't have that spark, when we aren't lit up, we attract more what we don't want. Here's a very simple way of attracting what you do want. And I promise you, there are things waiting, like they're like literally on the edge waiting for that energy match, and you don't even know what they are. And I think back to when I was recovering from PTSD, and I just stood at the end of my bed and I said, I freaking deserve better than this. And I started doing these very things that we're talking about, the very things, you know, that lit me up once before. When I started doing that, all of a sudden, my phone started ringing, not literally speaking, but on social media, I got a message from a guy that lived across the country that said, hey, I think you can help me in my business and let me hire you. And, you know, and the next day I was on a plane for my first event with him. I could have never imagined that, but it was on the edge waiting for me to match my energy to it. And that's what's going to happen to you when you match your energy. So my friend, ask yourself this question: what really sparks me? And be intentional. Put more of that into your life. And then I'll say it one more time, be where your feet are. All right. With that, have a great week. And so exciting, since we're talking about this, we changed our clocks back this weekend. So that in itself is fire, right? We have more daytime and more opportunity to do the things that we love doing. All right. Have a great week. I love you much. Hey, my beautiful friend, can I ask you a favor? If you got something from today's episode, can you scroll to the show page and leave a review? This helps us get the Second Half Lab out to more women. And because of you, it has reached women not just in the US and Canada, but in Finland and England and Ireland and Australia and many other areas. So thank you. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for the review. I'll see you on the next episode.